Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Doctors Are In, Friday podcast show. I apologize for my throat there. Let me do this one more time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Doctors Are In Friday show at Psychic Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Dr. Rune. I'm so happy to be here. Today is a sunny day here in Northern California. We have been just with overcast and rain for the past 2 or 3 days. So hopefully it's sunny where you are. And if it's not, then hopefully your day is sunny on some kind of level. But anyway, welcome to the show. Listen, if you're interested in getting a mini reading for us, we have open lines. We will be having open lines today. Our phone number is 714-816-4628. And if you want to talk with us, ask us a question, get a mini reading, press the number 1, and that will get you into the queue so that you can talk with us. That phone number, again, is 714-816-4628, and press number 1 to get into the queue to talk to us. So today we're actually going to be talking about archetypes again. This is one of my favorite topics. Before I go into that, I also want to let you know that we are on Facebook. We are doing a live simulcast on Facebook. You can find us at psychictalk.net/Facebook. Again, that's psychictalk.net/Facebook, and you can see the video of us. So I am Dr. Rose, and again, we're going to do our topic on, I'm doing my topic on archetypes, gods, goddesses, saints, and angels, and all those wonderful divine beings who love to work with us. Just to give you a little bit of background about myself, I am the host of the Psychic Talk Radio show of The Doctors Are In. I am a certified life coach, and I have a PhD in linguistics, believe it or not. I have a lot of teaching experience, and one of my loves is spirituality. I have a very eclectic spiritual background involving different spiritual traditions, from chanting Sanskrit mantras to performing ceremonial magic rituals. I've been into New Orleans voodoo and ancient Egyptian spirituality, shamanic practices. Oh my goodness, I have a very rich, eclectic background. I also have a passion for mythology. I love worship and invoking or evoking divine beings. And this is part of what I'll be talking about today. And let me not forget my wonderful co-host, Dax. Dr. Dax Carlisle is the founder and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio. And he, like I said, is a host also of the show. He's a host of the Psychic Saturday shows with co-host Mary Brown as well. He has been a radio personality and in broadcasting for 10 years. Wow, that's just very impressive. Dax is also the founder and president of the Tarot Guild for 15 years, and he's the co-founder of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and you can find that at angelpractitioners.com, and he is the creator of the Tarot by the Numbers course. So Dax has a very rich background in spirituality. Dax, if you're there, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Uh-oh. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Yeah, it just takes a couple of seconds. Remember the delay. There's a delay on Blog Talk.
Well, welcome to the show, Dax. So happy to have you on. I'm excited about this show. It's archetypes is one of my favorite topics. And, well, before I get into that, we do have some things that we're going to do at the beginning. So, for example, the mantra of the week is something that we've been doing on the show for a while, and I don't think I talked about this particular – I've talked about this particular mantra on our show for sure. However, I don't believe I've talked about it for the mantra of the week, and that is the mantra GUM. So what is a mantra? A mantra is basically a sound that you can chant that will actually create real change in your life. And there are different kinds of mantras that are out there. Some that are long and they're almost like scriptures, and then some that are short. And I usually try to give the short ones. The long ones are really difficult to remember. But gum is a masculine steed sound for Ganesha, who is the elephant-headed god that comes from the east. If you know anything about Ganesha, he is known as the remover of obstacles. He removes all obstacles, all negativity. Any kind of karmic issue you're having, any kind of karmic problem you're having, Ganesha is the one who removes it. And as, in fact, he is so important that in many of the ceremonies, they chant his mantra or even give praise to him and worship him at the very beginning. He is the one who, you know, if you want to have that kind of relationship or connection with divine beings, Ganesha is the one that you go to first. He brings, again, he's a remover of obstacles, and he also brings success in all endeavors in any area of your life. To remove obstacles, you want to repeat this mantra, gum, for a few days until you're comfortable with it. And then move to the mantra, or you can also expand it for those of you who may know this, Om Gum. Some people who know mantras, Om is a mantra that precedes a lot of the other mantras. So Om Gum. You could also do Om Gum Ganapataye Namaha. Now, if that's too much, just chant Gum. You'll be fine with that. Om Gum Ganapataye Namaha, just to give you an idea, means Om and salutations to the remover of obstacles for which gum is the seed. So basically you're calling upon the remover of obstacles, that is Ganesha, the elephant-headed god, and you're asking him to remove obstacles. In terms of your traditional practice, typically people will chant this mantra 108 times in one session. When you're just chanting gum, it's pretty easy to do. That takes maybe, I don't know, 3 minutes or something like that. I think you have 3 minutes of your time. But in case you are really in a hurry and you don't have 3 minutes, you can chant 54 times. You can chant gum 54 times. You can chant it 27 times. If you do 54, you want to do that twice a day. If you do 27, it'll be 4 times during the day. And that's the best way to get, the full advantage. When you're chanting a mantra, you want to make sure that you have something in particular that you would like Ganesha to handle. Like for me personally, I chant Ganesha's mantra just to remove obstacles, particular obstacles in my life, if it's health, if it's love, if it's wealth or job or any whatever it is that you feel like there's an obstacle, you can keep that in mind as you're chanting. Okay, that would be your purpose for chanting the mantra. If I don't have anything specific, then I just ask Ganesha to remove all the obstacles within me and also outside of me, and that helps to set up the day. As a matter of fact, right before the show, I chanted Ganesha's mantra to remove all obstacles so that, you know, the wonderful information that we have on the show today will come through. So that is the mantra of the day. And now, Dak, you have something very special for us, do you not?
That's right. So this show and Saturday's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild at thetarotguild.com. And that's our brand new social networking community website. I call it Facebook for Tarot, Rose. It's fantastic. It has all of the features that you're used to on Facebook, like instant messaging and friending people and groups. And it has forums and live chat and private live chat. And oh my God, it's just endless. Fantastic new website. Basically, we had a static website for the Tarot Guild. It was tarotguild.org, and it was built on WordPress, just like a, you know, those static websites are just basically a billboard on the net, right, Rose?
Right.
And so we had that on our server that we've had for 10 years now. We've had the same server, and it finally crashed. And that was a few months back, and it gave us the opportunity. You know, I said, Rose, this is the universe saying we need to build not just a new website, but we need to go back to what we were doing 10 years ago when we had a similar, you know, fully functional, fully featured community website. Mm-hmm. The original website we built in 2009 and officially launched on January 20th, 2010 on the Ning platform. And if you're not familiar with Ning, it allows you to build social networking websites, basically, you know, your own Facebook or, you know, whatever big social media you want to think of. But without all of the issues, all the bugs on Facebook, oh my God, I've been dealing with so many weird things on Facebook. The other day, Rose, I would post something on a group, and it was mm-hmm. in particular the Tarot Guild group where we have like over 5,300 members. And you can find that on Facebook. Just search for Tarot Guild, look for the group. And oh my God, I would post it and I'd see it on there after it posted. And if I came back to the group later or if I refreshed, it went away. And like other people were telling me they could still see the posts, but I couldn't see the post. It was weird. And then that finally cleared up and then something else started happening, you know. And then there's all the negativity and everything else, you know. A lot of people are not happy with Facebook these days. And originally we left the Ning platform, I can't remember when, but it might have been 2010, maybe 2013, I don't know, something like that. And we built that static website, and then we went on to Facebook with the Facebook group. But, you know, things are just really different now, years and years later. And so I just saw this as an opportunity to go back to Ning. We've built it on Ning. Ning's come a long way. You know, we left the Ning platform. There was some issues, and there was some things not fully fleshed out and didn't have all the features that it does nowadays. And nowadays it's just fantastic. So you can go over and check out the new website, thetarotguild.com. We had to get a new URL, so make sure you get the in there. So thetarotguild.com. And we'd love for you to come and join the website. It's free to join the website. And you know, because there are sponsors, I like to do the tarot card and the numerology of the day for each show. I did want to mention that this is a great time to call in and secure your spot in the caller queue, 714-816-4628. Call in, press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air, 714-816-4628, and we'll be getting to callers a little later in the show. And I've got a great one for you today. So the numerology of the day, obviously there's the number of the day itself. And if it's a double digit, just add it together and get a single digit. Today is the 6th, so we just go with 6. And that's that nurturing energy, hearth and home. 6 is a return to balance and harmony after the chaos of 5, basically. And it's a number mm-hmm. of success and reaching success. Of course, ultimate success is later on in the string of numbers. When you get to 8 is the number of abundance in numerology, and 9 is completion. But 6 is when you're really starting to feel the success initially. And then the entire date, 12-6-2019, you can add those numbers across and you get 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. So it's a 3 date. So that's creativity and communication. And it's in great alignment with that 6 energy too, because what is 6 but double 3, right? See, 3, 6, and 9 are part of a subsection of the 9 numbers on creativity and communication. So 3, 6, and 9 are creativity and communication. 1, 5, and 7 are the mind numbers. 2, 4, and 8 are the business numbers. And you can – it's interesting, Rose. You can kind of – get that just by looking at it. You know, you just look at the numbers and you get that feeling. You know, right. 2, 4, and 8 are they're all even numbers, and you could just get a feeling of how that connects with business. And of course, I mentioned how 8 is the number of abundance in numerology, and also, you know, obviously finance and things along those lines. And of course, 8 is double 4, right? So, you know, you could see that, you know, and 2, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. 4 twos is 8 again. You know, you could just see the connections. I just love numbers. It's amazing. Don't know how it works exactly. Have some theories on that, Rose, and we might do that in another show. But but you know, just looking at the numbers, you could start to get a feel for it, you know, and it works. We don't know why, but it works, you know. And so that's the numbers of the day, the date being the 3, creativity and communication, and then the day being 6, which is double 3, and it's that nurturing energy. Well, it's also success, and for the card of the day, I got the 6 of Wands, which is literally the success card in tarot.
Wow.
Yeah, the 6 of Wands. Wands is that fiery energy. It's that I followed my passions and become successful and had – it's a victory card. It's about helpful friends. It's about leadership. Hard work prevails. Diplomacy, wise decisions, inspiring others, appreciation, receiving accolades and appreciation. That's basically what the card is about. And it, you know, it fits in perfect because it's a 6 and the day is 6 and the date is 3. 3 and 3 is 6. So it's just perfect there. So the message out of all this, so what's the message for the day, is to follow your passion, you know, those wands, that fiery energy, follow the passion and use your creativity and communication that will ultimately lead you to success. Does that all make sense, Rose?
Yeah, it certainly does. It's really interesting because it reminds me of a particular god that is related to the number 6 as well. 6 is his number, and he's also about victory, and he's, you know, like a king and a warrior, and he's all about victory and success and things of that nature. So yeah, it absolutely makes sense to me.
Awesome. So that's the numerology and the tarot card of the day. And we've got this great topic, but before we go into the topic, I'm going to break protocol a little bit here, Rose, because we have a caller that's been holding on the line. Let's take a caller first and then go to the topic. You know, we're getting into the holiday season. People
yeah.
are doing things. They're traveling. They're shopping, you know, and they may be listening to the show, but they might not be able to call in. I've noticed on the shows that it's been getting really quiet, and
mm-hmm.
that's perfectly fine. You know, we have our topics to discuss and such on the shows, but when we do get a call, I like to jump on those calls and take care of them right away. And so this is also a hint that the caller lines are wide open. And so if you're listening out there live and you're wondering whether you should call in or not, yes, there's definitely room. Call in. You might be the very next caller at 714-816-4628.
Right.
Yeah. But let's go to that call, and then we'll go to our topic of the day. What can the archetypes do? So that's going to be very
okay.
fascinating. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 203. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Are you there?
Hello? I'm here.
Hi.
Thank
what's
you.
Your name?
My
name is
Pat.
Where are you calling from?
Okay.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Awesome.
Wondering, could you pull some cards?
Sure. What's going on with you?
Lots of big
I'm sorry. It broke up there. Can you repeat that, hon? I'm sorry. It broke up. Can you repeat that?
Lots of struggles on many levels, and it seems like everything's crumbling,
mm-hmm.
and I have a feeling that's probably astrological.
Okay.
The, you know, everything crumbling. I just feel like I'm losing everything.
Okay. Well, you know, right off the bat, I'm getting the Strength card, which is talking to, it's reminding you to have that conviction and courage and inner strength, dynamism, you know, optimism, you know, holding on to optimism. And so it's pointing you in that direction. I also got the Queen of Cups, which the Queen of Cups is imaginative, artistic, affectionate, romantic, intuitive, empathetic. It's a card about the healing arts and merging interests and things like that. And I get the feeling that the tarot, you know, with these two messages, these two cards combined, it's talking about, you know, listening to your gut instincts, listening to your intuition, when you're not sure which direction to go, what decision to make. It's saying that to quiet yourself, or find a quiet place and, you know, put your hand on your solar plexus, take a deep breath, and just is this right for me? Okay. So that is what I'm getting right off the bat, just pulling some cards real quickly to see what the initial message is. And the initial message is that, you know, I know it's hard, but you got to hold on to the optimism. What happens is when things look like they're all sliding down the hill into the ravine, you know, is that we focus on that. And whatever we focus on, we draw in more of. And so you're telling the universe, oh, I want more of that. The key to digging ourselves out of these holes is to shift our focus, to focus on, okay, how do I want it to actually be? So that's the steps, and that's the message coming through from the tarot. Now I'm going to ask you, do you have a specific question that we can ask the tarot regarding, you know, something about this that you really want to know?
Okay. Will my son and I succeed in our relationship in the future in healing? We've begun healing. We've been close our whole lives, but went through a difficult time. And I'm concerned about things coming up in his life, and just want to continue to, you know, have a good relationship with him.
Sure.
You also, you're breaking up. You go in and out, just to let you know.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. It's the Blog Talk system. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's really hilarious because we will have these audio difficulties between the hosts and between the guests and the hosts and the callers. And then when we listen to the recording, there's nothing. It's just perfect. You know, it's just, it's a weird thing. So if you can make out what I'm saying, you know, if you need me to repeat anything, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Also, there's a slight delay. So when I start talking, you don't hear me for about a couple of seconds, just so you know.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so as I look at – so the main focus card that shows up is the Nine of Cups. The Nine of Cups is traditionally in tarot like the wish come true card. So definitely you're on the right track, and – the answer to your question is a big fat yes. I mean, you're going to get there. Now, the other cards talk about, you know, what needs to be done, and it's talking a lot about focus, maintaining the focus on things. Do you know off the top of your head what sun sign your son is?
Yes. I'd also like to give you some feedback to something you told me a while ago. My son is Cancer he's Cancer with Taurus rising. I'm Cancer with Libra rising.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I'm not an astrologer, just for everybody listening out there, you know, but I do look for certain astrological signs that show up in the tarot with the correspondences and so forth like that. it was just out of curiosity, you know. And of
okay.
course, Cancer is a water sign, and the Nine of Cups, that's that central focus, is, again, cups is water in tarot. And so that's just an interesting little quinky-dink connection that I wanted
sure.
to, you know, take a look at. And the thing about the cups, especially when you have this many cups, they're talking about emotional fulfillment here. But I'm getting a lot of cards that are talking about focusing on a single thought, such as the Ace of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas, you know. The Page of Coins shows up, the Page of Pentacles. And, you know, he's studiously looking at this pentacle, this coin that he's holding there, you know, this is somebody that's meticulous and studious and diligent, good-natured. And it's giving, you know, all this is giving hints as to how to make this happen for you guys. And you already have all of the, you have all the skills and experience necessary to make this happen. That's showing up in the form of the Nine of Wands. And in the traditional Waite Smith version of the card, he has, you know, a bandage on his head, and it, you know, you have the battle scars for from, you know, past issues and things that have happened in the relationship and things like that. But this experience allows you both to move forward and not repeat those same errors, you see.
Okay.
So the main message coming through is that, yes, this is going to happen, especially when you get the Nine of Cups, you know, the wish come true card. And the main thing is keeping a steady course and focus.
Yeah.
Both the Page of Pentacles and the Ace of Swords, I'm also getting the Knight of Swords, another card about having that single thought and running with it. It's all about staying focused. And
okay.
That's all I have for you right now, but let me see if Dr. Rose, do you have any words of wisdom for Pat or life coaching mantras, anything that you want to talk about?
Yeah, actually, I would recommend chanting gum. You know, when you start having that feeling of, you know, things are breaking down or you're losing this or that, chant gum. And again, you can do like the traditional 108 times a day, or just chant it when you are doing some mundane activity that doesn't require your focus, and just chant it and keep that mantra in your mind, you know. Chant gum, 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 gum. And, you know, I would at least do it for 2 weeks, and you should be able to see some kind of change take place.
Okay.
That's my advice for you. Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right.
May I ask one quick question?
The therapy
that
I'm doing. Thank you so much. The therapy that I'm involved in right now, which is quite intense, for neurological stuff, is that going to help? Is that going to play a big role in helping my son and I, our relationship?
Oh, that's an interesting connection. And you would think so, right?
Yes, and I also have to tell you, in a roundabout way, months ago, you kind of led me in this direction. And I think of you often because of it.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. Let me look and see what the cards have to say. Okay, this is very fascinating. You know, the direct question the tarot was saying is that no, in fact, no. Ultimately, the therapy that you're doing, which is going to help you, obviously, but it has absolutely nothing to do with your relationship with your son, actually.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
It's very interesting.
Now, here's some of the weird things going on as I pull this spread. Because I'm getting, I'm getting 4 out of 5 no. So I got 1 yes card and 4 no cards on, you know, is there a connection between these two things? And the tarot's saying no. You know, regardless of whether or not the therapy ends up helping you, you can still achieve a reconciliation and have a positive, wonderful relationship again. In fact, in the spread, are you ready for this? I swear I shuffled, but the Nine of Cups shows up again, telling us it's basically telling us that, you know, hey, no, this is going to happen, you know. And I got the Page of Wands, which is very similar to the Page of Pentacles. Again, it's about focus and research and study and you know, having the passion to get what you want, which is this reconciliation and you know, continuing down the path of a really positive relationship. Also, the King of Wands shows up. The King of Wands, you know, again, wands, that fire energy, that passion, and so forth. Two of the cards are cup cards, the Nine of Cups that I mentioned. I also got the Seven of Cups, which is a card of fantasy and illusion, reflection, sometimes confusion, too many choices, things along these lines. Choices, dreams, expectations, imagination, things like that. It's a warning to not get sucked into a fantasy or an illusion regarding, you know, the answer to the situation is me successfully getting through, you know, this this treatment. That's not the answer.
Regarding my son, or it's not the answer, period?
There's multiple layers to tarot, and I would say that it's twofold. One is, because we asked and we pulled cards on a question dealing about your treatment, your therapy, and if that's going to affect and help with your relationship with your son, it's saying don't get trapped in that illusion. That your treatment, your therapy has nothing to do with whether or not you can have a great relationship with your son. Also, it's twofold, though. It's also saying, yeah, don't have an illusion about your relationship either. In other words, don't have preconceived notions about how it's supposed to be. Just focus on how you would like it to be. That's why I'm getting all these focus cards, like the Two Swords cards, you know, the Ace of Swords, the Knight of Swords, the Page of Wands, the Page of Pentacles. These are all cards about focus. And so you want to focus on the outcome, what you want it to be, rather than A, worrying about the therapy, or B, worrying about or getting sucked into an illusion that you create in your mind of how the relationship is supposed to be. That's the warning that's coming through. One last thing I'll leave you with is that I got the Nine of Pentacles, which I call it the self-made woman. Okay. So ultimately, you know, any of this work that you're doing on yourself, it's ultimately you that creates the change, is what it's talking about. Okay.
Thank you for
and
such
then call
a
us back.
Oh, I will. Thank you so very much. You actually, months ago, was leading me, saying that I did need some kind of, you know, whether it was hypnosis or whatever, and I was wondering, how am I going to get blah, 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 and I was going to call you back, and then in the meantime, opportunities came to me for literally like biofeedback and certain, you know, like electrical stuff, TMS for the brain, you know, to help with PTSD. So honestly, you really guided me, and I really didn't know where I was going to go and was going to call you back, and then it was in my lap.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So thank
well, I'm
you
glad
so much.
You found something like that. Yeah. And I'm glad you found something like that. And, you know, from my point of view, being a hypnotherapist, is a lot of this stuff that we do, like EMDR and the eye movement and biofeedback and a lot of these things, it's actually a hypnotic technique. They just don't call it hypnosis. You get into a focused state of attention. And when you're doing biofeedback, that's exactly what you're doing. You're doing a focused state of intention, which is the definition of hypnosis. So there you go.
Thank you.
So enjoy
I am doing it, Ian. Yeah, thanks so much. Thank you.
Yeah, and we look forward to hearing back from you. Bye, Pat.
Bye, Pat. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you. So,
yeah,
we have
and
another caller.
I hope.
Did you want to go ahead? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I just wanted to finish up and, you know, wish Pat and her son, you know, wonderful holidays. I hope that, you know, it's great timing that we're going into this holiday season and we just had Thanksgiving and we're going to have, you know, Christmas and Christmas dinner and Christmas parties and get togethers. And, you know, hopefully that'll be opportunities for her to cement the relationship. You know what I mean, Rose?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, and you mentioned another caller. I do see another caller on the board, but they don't have their hand raised. And so I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say, because they might just be listening to the show. And folks, you're welcome to any time we have a show live on air. Just dial into the 714-816-4628 number and just don't press 1 on the dial pad. And you can just listen to the show. However, if you want to be live on air with us, if you have a question, you want to chat about the topic, you want to get a mini reading, press the number 1. So I'm going to say to that, well, we have an area code 830. And if you want to be live on air with us, press 1. If not, just don't press 1 and we'll see what they do. Meanwhile, Rose, we can go into the topic. We've been doing this series of shows on archetypes. Now, of course, your archetype idea is slightly different than you know, those of us coming from the tarot angle, we know about archetypes. I mean, you know,
right.
Archetypes exist. They exist across all cultures. They're ingrained in the human DNA, you know, and that's why the tarot cards are basically all archetypes. All the archetypes you can think of are found within the tarot deck, and that's one of the reasons, along with numerology and a few other things, sacred geometry, why it actually works. Okay. And but you know, your take on it is a you know, you're coming from a different angle on archetypes, which is just a fascinating discussion. And I'm sure, you know, as we've been going through this series of shows and archetypes, a lot of people have been thinking, well, you know, why are we even talking about this? What can archetypes actually do? And that's what our topic is today. I was going to say though, Rose, maybe before you go right into what can they do, maybe a really fast, quick recap of, you know, what are the archetypes, especially from, you know, your point of view, what you're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, actually, what you were talking about in terms of archetypes in the tarot sense, it's not unlike what I'm referring to. So just a quick recap. So archetypes, in essence, are light beings. They exist on a frequency, whether of light and sound, that we cannot perceive with our eyes or ears. Typically, we cannot perceive with our eyes and ears, right? So that's why we don't see gods and goddesses and angels walking around, things of that nature. You know, usually there's some kind of event or something happens, right? If we see them, if they choose to, you know, show themselves to us in that way. But archetypes are not just beings that exist outside of us. They are actually inside of us as well. They are part of our DNA. Carl Jung talks about how they're a part of the collective unconscious. It's ancestral. You know, it is a part of the experiences and things of that nature of our ancestors. It's just part of, you know, who we are as human beings. So my definition is very similar, although I think the take that might be a little bit different, the way that I'm interpreting it, is that I'm talking about divine beings as well. And that's not to say that tarot aren't, you know, the tarot archetypes are not divine beings, but, you know, I look at them as divine beings and I experience them as real beings who talk to me on some level. You know, I have this clairaudient kind of psychic you know, ability, and or something will happen, you know, maybe a situation will be resolved, which brings me to what can they do? And I meant to talk about this last week, but I forgot. I got all excited about some other aspect about communicating with them. archetypes really can transform your whole life. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are experiencing such difficulty beyond even my perception. But an archetype, when you invite them in, they can really change your life. And what they do is that they transfer their power, their attributes, their qualities, their energy to you. The more you develop a relationship with them, and this is one of the things that, you know, when I talk about communicating with them, it's really about developing a relationship. They will influence your life. It's not like a one-time thing where you press a button and boom, they come in and they fix your problem and then they go off or whatnot. You know, you have to be invested in creating a relationship with them. You know, they can transform the way you think. They can transform your mind, your emotions. They can bring solutions to any of your problems that exist in your life. Now, archetypes do. So when I say archetypes, I'm also talking about gods, goddesses, ascended masters, spirit guides, animal totems. All of those belong in the term archetype. And archetype is just kind of like a generic term to group them all into one thing. But they're very similar all across the planet, regardless of what your culture is or the religion or spiritual practice or whatnot. There are some common archetypes that actually exist in across the globe. They can change your karma. That's the other thing that I said, is that they can change your karma. If you feel like you have bad karma in the area of love, who do you go to? There are archetypes of love and relationships that can help you. Now, typically archetypes have specialties, right? There are some archetypes like Ganesha I was talking about earlier who can resolve any issue and bring you success in any area of your life. So that's great to develop a relationship with Ganesha, because he can resolve anything, anything that comes up with you. Or if you feel attracted to or called to another archetype, such as an archetype of love, it could be Venus, it could be Heteru or Hathor is her Greek name. It could be Oshun from, the Ifa or Vodun practices. They are all goddesses of love, and relationships. And so you can call them into your life in such a way that they can help transform that. But it's about, it's really about being, having a relationship with them, okay? Like, think about it. Let's say you were walking along and someone comes up to you and says, hey, I need your help. Could you resolve this issue? I have this going on, that going on. I really need your help. And you're like, wait a minute, I don't know you. I don't know what your situation is, You don't just want to kind of approach and just, throw all the things at them. You want to develop a relationship, right? You want to invite them into your lives. You can actually invite them into your body. If you are having health issues, or maybe your mind isn't positive, but you would like to be more positive, or whatever it is, maybe your brain is having some issues. Invite the archetype into your body. You can ask them, live inside me. Come inside my body. You can even say, come with me to work. I've been having all these problems with the people that are over there, and they're just treating me wrong. I need you to walk with me, or I need you to walk with me this whole day. I need you to come with me to this event or that event. I need you just to come into my home, I've had some wonderful experiences with archetypes and ways that, from very physical things to even just emotional or positive thoughts, or just feelings of bliss and love. I'll give you one particular example. Actually, there are a couple of examples. One is, you guys haven't seen me here on Black Talk, on our show, pictures of me, maybe the only picture of me in a purple jacket with my hair or whatnot. And believe me, I do not look like that every day. In fact, most of the time, I don't even do anything with my hair. I just pull it back into a bun and boom, I'm done, right? I just really had not been into doing my hair at all. Well, recently I've been developing a relationship with an ancient Egyptian goddess by the name of Heteru or Hathor. It's a Greek name. And she's mostly associated with love, beauty, the arts, and pleasure. And it's been wonderful because now I now have hair that are, they're, you know, what we call locks, and they have purple in color. I was never into doing my hair. I mean, just never into it. I've pulled my hair back for I don't know how many, the past several years. I was never into curling it. I didn't want to have to do all that. Now I have these beautiful locks that are just flowing, and, you know, I got some purple color going on. I'm looking pretty good. I think so. I look pretty good. And that is the influence of Heteru. That is the influence of Hathor into my life. She is, you know, really helping me to beautify myself. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, having yourself look better. So if you think you're an ugly person out there, call on Heteru. Develop a relationship with her. She's going to change some things, you know. So anyway, that's one example. Another example is I have had knee problems or knee pain off and on in my life. And it would, you know, make things really difficult in terms of walking or even exercising or things of that nature. You know, if your knees go, it just makes life pretty miserable. And one day, out of the blue, now I live downstairs and I go upstairs, you know, to eat in the kitchen or anything like that. So I walked up the stairs just fine one morning. I walked down the hallway, and then all of a sudden, my right knee just kind of gave out. And what I mean kind of, well, it really gave out. It became worse and worse to the point where, I had to ask my mother to get my dad's walker roller so I could walk. That's how bad it was. Like, it just, over seconds and minutes, it was just getting worse and worse. I could barely walk. I got to my to a chair in our TV room just in time. It sat there. It's like, Mom, I don't know what's going on with my knee. I don't know. This is really strange. It's never done this before. So I ended up praying to a particular archetype that I work with. His name is Shiva. He's very well known in India and in the East. He's a being of higher consciousness. But over the past several years, I've developed a really strong bond with him. In fact, actually, he was the one that kind of initiated the whole process. That's a story within itself. But going back to what happened, I prayed to him. I said, look, my knee is really killing me, and I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I didn't twist it, turn it. I didn't step the wrong way. It just started to give out. And so I kind of felt this energy on my right side. And I could see, and I would say with my mind's eye, right, like he was patting my knee. And he would pat it twice, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And in that time, which was interesting, because like I said, it's in my mind's eye, right? So it's almost like it's like an imagination. It's my imagination. But my knee started moving when he was patting it, as if somebody was hitting it, right? But he clearly nothing was touching the top. Well, after that was done, maybe I think I fell asleep and took a nap or whatnot. I got up and I took a couple of steps and my knee was fine for the rest of the day. My mom was even saying, well, maybe you should take the walker roller with you just in case it gets up. I said, no, it's fine. My knee was healed in that period of time. And as I said, there was no reason for it. I don't know why it gave out. And I called on the archetype of Shiva for help, and he did what he did, and boom, my knee was better. So archetypes can do all kinds of things for you physically. Now, I do want to preface this. I mean, not preface. I do want to say that, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the doctor if you're having ailments. I'm not saying, you know, that you should only get help from your gods or goddess or angels and not from a physical doctor. Some things, you know, obviously if you're bleeding to death, you know, you want to go and get that taken care of or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want people to get to, sometimes Dax, people kind of take this a little bit too far, right? They're like, oh, I don't need
Yeah, we're not medical professionals, so we can't,
yeah,
we can't diagnose and give medical advice.
right. So I always, and remember that divine beings or archetypes also can work through people. So it's not just about, you know, them coming to you and fixing your problem. Sometimes that happens, you know, as in the case with my knee problem. But, you know, there are divine beings can influence us. Archetypes can influence people around you. So let's say you have to go to emergency for whatever reason. Let's say you're still conscious or whatnot, but you have to go to emergency. You can call on your archetype if you're cognizant. Call on your archetype, and they can make it so that the people there really service you, you know, that they really take care of you. That's great as well, right? So I and then archetypes can do other things too. So there are health things. I'm a Facebook manager for my company. We have several public Facebook groups where people can join and chant mantras. And there are people who have manifested all kinds of things. Now, mantras to me actually calls on archetypes or archetypal energy, right? I don't believe a mantra is separate from an archetype. I believe that they are definitely together and they work together. So whether the person who's chanting is aware of it or not, they work together in my mind. And I've known people to get new cars from chanting the mantra Shreem Brzee or finding their dream job. I've known people who have been influenced to go into business for themselves. There was a guy, actually there's what on YouTube, this guy who chanted Shreem Brzee, and he was working in a company, and they got millions of dollars in profits just because he was chanting that mantra. So, you know, there's a lot of ways in which archetypes can work with you. Now, you can just call on them or pray on them, pray to them or communicate with them. You can also, chant a mantra if you want to do it that way. Chanting a mantra is just one way in which you can invite that archetypal energy into your life. So that's pretty much all I have for today. You know, my suggestion, this is why I love archetypes, because they can bring all kinds of changes to it, you know, in your life. And I practice at least on a daily basis, a good 5 days, 6 days out of the week, I'm in communication with the archetypes that I work with. And they really come through in a lot of ways. Some of it's phenomenal and some of it's not. It could just be, you know, I'm worried about something and they help me to feel better or more peaceful about a situation. And that's good. That's gold too. I mean, I'd rather be walking around peaceful than stressed out. So what do you think, Dad?
Yep. Your discussion today on, you know, what they can do, it's a good setup for our show next week where we're going to talk about how to bring the archetypes into your life, part two, because we discussed that a little bit the week before, but you're going to be talking about setting up sacred space, altars, and visualization. And so tune in next week for that.
Absolutely.
It's going to be awesome. And, you know, speaking of upcoming shows, we're going to go back to the phone calls and take another phone call before the end of the show. But real quickly, I wanted to mention that you can always see what our upcoming shows are going to be and, you know, mark your calendars for the ones you want to check out at psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's psychictalk.net/upcoming. It'll take you right to the upcoming shows page. And just a couple of shows that are coming up in the near future. Tomorrow is actually Mystical Musings with Mary Brown. She's going to be having open lines and mini readings, and she's going to be talking about sacred space crystals. No, they're not space crystals that are sacred, but she's going to be talking about creating sacred space with crystals. And by the way, I pointed out that to her. I said, Mary, the title for this show, isn't that going to confuse people? And she said, no, that's the idea. We want them to tune in and find out what sacred space crystals are.
Sacred crystals from space.
I love it. But she'll also be taking your phone calls as well, in addition to talking about sacred space and using crystals to create it. On December 7th, Saturday, that's actually Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. And Sunday, December 8th, Sharona Rapsik is back on with her fabulous new show, Magic Universe. She's going to be talking about auras. What's the color of your aura? So that's going to be a great show. And, of course, she'll be taking calls as well. That's this Sunday, December 8th. And then on Monday, it's a double feature. It's Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. She's a licensed psychotherapist. And it's going to be followed by Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. And Catherine's starting a brand new series of shows on the heart of service. That sounds great, doesn't it, Rose?
It does.
Awesome. So that's just some of the shows coming up, and you can go to psychetalk.net/upcoming. One last announcement before we go back to phone calls. As I said, we're sponsored by the Tarot Guild, and you know we have this fabulous new website that we want everybody to check out because it's free to join, thetarotguild.com. And in fact, if you go to thetarotguild.com/join, it'll tell you all the details. And you can sign up free on the website there. But also, celebrating the new website, Rose, and the holidays, I decided, you know what, we're going to do a half-off sale, 50% off for the holidays, and to celebrate our brand new website. And so we have a, you know, even though the membership, you know, you can join the website for free and use all the features and everything and hang out with other tarot lovers and other mm-hmm. students and professional readers, we do have a premium membership. And let's see, I'm going to jump over here actually myself to thetarotguild.com/join. And oh dear, having a problem here getting over to the join page on thetarotguild.com/join. There we go. And in addition to all the amazing features that you get as a free member, you know, you can add friends, private messaging, live chat, groups, forums. There's an activity feed, status updates, events, your own customizable profile page, certified readers directory, and a whole lot of things. Like I said, I call it Facebook for tarot. You're going to love it, but without all the Facebook negative things. But the premium membership also gives you your membership certificate to the guild, which is especially handy if you're a professional reader. And you'll also be able to create your own groups, events, and post articles on our website. Also, the Tarot Reader Certification, CTR certification, is included as well. And you receive a listing on our certified professional Tarot Readers directory. You'll also have access to our private media, premium members group and premium members only content. And you'll have the opportunity to make appearances on our Tarot Today radio shows and be featured on video interviews, receive significant discounts on higher certification levels, and our Tarot by the Numbers course if you're a student. You know, the premium membership isn't just for professionals. It's also for people that, you know, just want more and to get discounts as well. So you'll find all that at thetarotguild.com/join. It's 50% off right now. You have the choice of monthly or annually. So at 50% off, it's $39 for the whole year or $4.98 a month. Can't beat it with a stick, Rose.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
Absolutely. In addition to that, I do want to mention that my Tarot by the Numbers course is included in that sale. So if you're new to tarot and you want to sign up for the Tarot by the Numbers course, you can go to thetarotguild.com/learn, and it'll tell you all about my fabulous course. It's 11 video modules with tons of handouts and other resources, and it's completely self-paced and online, and it's half price as well. It's $39. Go check that out. Okay, so alrighty, we've got a couple of callers actually have come on the line here. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 830 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melissa, Texas.
Hi, Melissa. How are you doing?
Yeah.
How are y'all?
Pretty good. What's going on with you?
I'm actually cleaning, and it's interesting. It's an interesting house that I'm cleaning.
Oh, okay.
I kind of wanted some insight on it. The lady, this is my first time to listen to your show. The lady that owns the house, she it's an older house, and she remodeled it beautifully and everything and had the first renter move into it, and the lady passed away in it. And she just feels like her spirit.
Oh, the first renter.
Uh-huh. And she feels like her spirit is still here. And she just felt like it was really strange that she asked me to do it. I think we kind of send it to each other to be intuitive and stuff. So I just wondered if maybe you had any insight or you maybe felt anything or like I'm helping her get to where she needs to go because I, you know, went through the house and, you know, told her, you know, it's time for her to go on and move on. And
that's great that you're doing that.
Just right on it. And I was kind of, you know, because I was looking on YouTube you know, I did know maybe, you know, because it says you should actually have somebody or cleanse yourself before you do something like that, too. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh,
that.
Absolutely.
Is this kind of what you feel or what y'all see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that she's still attached. I'm getting cards about being attached and the Ten of Swords and the Four of Pentacles. There's a material attachment. There's also an emotional attachment that's showing up.
Well,
because
I think that she committed suicide, drank herself to death.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's why the cup cards are showing up. I don't know. I don't do a lot of tarot reading.
The house ended up flooding, yeah. Nobody knew she was even, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Pretty intense,
that is just crazy. Yeah, no, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. She's definitely still there. She's definitely still attached. You may even need some assistance. You may need to bring somebody in to, you know, salt and sage the place. But what the tarot's talking about. Yeah?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
And everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And went through the house with that. And so, and then I guess she just wanted someone to like deep clean, you know, the shower and the restroom where she actually, they found her and that's where I was working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what the tarot is saying is that, you know, that's not quite helping at the moment. Okay. She's still attached. Yeah, there's more that needs to be done. And what the tarot is giving me is the Ace of Swords, which again is a single thought. It's a focus, okay? And so what it's suggesting is that there needs to be focused intent on releasing the spirit is what's going on here.
Okay. That could be me, too, because there's been other workers around, and it's kind of hard to stay focused, too. But I don't know if I'm the right person to do that, because, you know.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know, I'm not an expert on these kind of things, all right? Uh-huh. And you might need to get an expert, because if you don't do it quite right, it can have the opposite effect.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it can have the opposite effect. Having her, you know, move into the light, she ends up staying there because the individuals trying to do the clearing are so focused on the spirit that they're actually too focused where they're drawing them in, and that's mm-hmm. another reason probably why the Ace of Swords is showing up. Okay, so there's too much focus on that and not enough focus on what the outcome is supposed to be. You need to be focusing on the outcome rather than the spirit themselves. Focusing on the spirit keeps them there. Focusing on the outcome is what's going to help allow them to move on. But there's other techniques involved as well And I'm not an expert, and you might need to get an expert. You might need to consult somebody. Any words of wisdom, Rose, for Melissa?
Ooh, yeah. This is so not my area.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I think we pretty much covered it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. And I had tuned into the show because I was like, you know what? I should. And he's like, I don't know whether it's the music or, you know, how I normally do. I'm upbeat and happy. And, you know, I was like, I'm going to do that today. And I always listen to Blog Talk. And this is the first time I listened to y'all's show. And I didn't know what I didn't know what that meant, mm-hmm. or what the meaning of it was. So I learned a lot with you, what you just shared. And I feel the energy, like, your energy and stuff. I feel that. I have that myself. I was wondering if y'all, like, anything, you see anything for myself.
Right.
Besides the world I was dealing with.
I found that, hang on for just a second, Melissa. Okay, so I found that a lot of times when people accidentally tune it, it's not by accident. It's they got to hear what the message is that we give them. They were guided to come here and listen to this message.
Yes,
okay?
Sir. Yes, sir. I was on hold and I didn't tune into the show to be a speak, you know, to speak to y'all. And then you say, hey, here you go, you know, and then I pushed one.
Yeah.
So it was
meant
for me to talk to y'all.
Because, you know, the tarot had definitely specific instruction on what to do, and also a lot of people on our network work with angels, and in these kind of situations what they talk about is to invite Archangel Michael in to help with this.
Okay.
He can
be
a big help with this kind of situation.
Absolutely.
So we're just going to leave it at that, and good luck with that. You can call us back and let us know what happens. But we
appreciate
the call.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Melissa.
You too.
Melissa. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy holidays. Wow, Rose, that was a cool one. I love getting questions that are totally outside of the box, what we normally talk about.
Right. Well, you know, for me, like, I know what I would do. I just don't know if that's a recommendation I would provide for other people. Like, the one thing that was coming to my mind is, like, a negativity buster. There's an audio that I would play. But there's also, I had this feeling of playing something that could connect the person to, you know, the divine, was it God, the supreme being, or something like that. But I was like, I don't know if I want to talk about that. Without knowing, you know, my analytical mind comes in. It's like, was the person Christian? Was it, you know? I said, nah, I'm just not,
right.
I'm not going to bother with that. But I totally am in alignment with what you were talking about, the calling on Archangel Michael. That makes perfect sense to handle the situation.
And the thing about, you know, the angels is that it crosses over. It doesn't matter whether they're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or even something else. Angels seem to cross all barriers. And you know, that's why I think that it popped in my head to suggest Archangel Michael, because he would be the best for this particular situation, I think, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, with
pretty
with
much
things
can handle
like
anything. I mean,
and that's why, you know, that's why I consult the tarot, and the tarot will give you what they need to know. And as I always say, in all these situations where, you know, we're not an expert, we're just going to I'm just going to pass on the information I get from the tarot, but they should consult a professional in the field. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's take one more call here before we get off the air. Area code 303 has been holding the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey there. My name's Allison. I'm in Arizona.
Hi, Allison. How you doing today?
What's going on?
Not much.
What can we help you with?
I didn't catch the beginning of the show. Are you doing pulling cards or I'm sorry.
Oh,
I didn't catch.
We do that on almost every show.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just, if you're doing some cards, maybe for the next few months, you know, maybe kind of an overview of the, you know,
well,
very
we
early
really don't have
2020.
Time. We really don't have time to do that type of a reading on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what I like to do, what we prefer to do is you know, really specific questions, you know,
oh,
something
okay.
you have a burning question about, so
okay.
we can get a quick answer for you, because
we're
way over time anyway.
Oh, you are? Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah.
Well, in that case, yeah. In that case, I'm just going to keep it very, I won't go into any detail whatsoever. I just,
mm-hmm.
Let's just see what the cards have to say about a relationship. I mean, not a romantic relationship, but some issues with another individual in my life at this time.
Yeah, so it's about a particular individual.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the main message that comes through is that you got to remember that you're in control of the situation, even when it doesn't feel like it. You really have all of the power. We all do, all the time. The Magician card and the Strength card show up. The Magician
okay.
card is a card of it's a card of manifestation, you know?
Yeah.
We have mastery over the material world, and you know, we talked about the card of the day and the numerology of the day. You missed that in the beginning of the show about it being a day about creativity and communication, you know. And that's what that card's all about, originality and creativity and having the self-confidence. And that goes hand in hand with the Strength card, which is also about self-confidence and strength and courage and conviction and self-control and, you know, holding the optimism in the situation, that kind of thing. Basically, it's talking about putting your attention on how you want things to be as opposed to the way they are. And if you can do that, then it leads to a positive place. It seems like there's a celebration or there's something coming up that's showing up here in the cards that maybe a function that you have in common with this person. I don't know, but it's just bringing this up about this some kind of an event coming up, and you know it's showing that you're gonna make progress. It's slow progress, but you're making progress towards your goal in the situation.
What is the celebration card? Is that I want to say the Ten of Wands or Six of Wands. Because I know Terrell, I'm trying to picture what card that is.
There's a lot of celebration cards actually in tarot, but it's the Four of Wands that's showing up. And it's a card of celebration and liberation and secure home and prosperity. It usually comes up when there's going to be a wedding, a bar mitzvah, around this time of year, obviously, holiday parties, office parties, all that kind of thing.
Hmm. Well, there are a few of those, but none of them involve the individual in question here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said,
I don't know why that's coming up. It's just coming up, and the cards wanted me to tell you that, you know. And
yeah.
you know, we only have a couple of minutes on the radio with the callers, so there's only so in depth we can go, and.
Yeah.
I just basically give the information, and you know, if you sit with it, eventually what happens is hours later or a day or two later, it snaps into place. Oh, that's what that was talking about. That's what the cards wanted me to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Happy holidays.
Thanks for the call.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
Awesome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you, Allison.
Hey, Rose, we got that through that pretty quick, so I'm going to go to this 919 call before we go off the air here. There's a caller from area code 919. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling. I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. So what's going on with you, Kay? What do you want to chat about?
Just a quick question. I am just trying to figure out about career it matters. I'm in a wonderful job, and there have been some changes in the recent. There have been some changes recently. My manager has actually gone out on leave, medical leave, and has recently returned. And it has kind of given the atmosphere a little different vibe. While she was, I have only been here a short time, but while she was gone, everything just went so beautifully and so smoothly. And her return has kind of been a little awkward, and her departure, the first departure, was unexpected. So basically, I'm just trying to see how this is going to pan out. I'm just wondering if she's back to stay.
Okay, so that's a good question to go with then and see what comes up.
Okay.
Because, the information wasn't very focused. And so I was trying to get it. Okay, so, you know, what could we ask here? But I think at the end there, you really hit the nail on the head. You know, is she going to be there? And I don't know what you're feeling on this. I mean, I get the feeling that you wish she wasn't there because things went so smoothly. Things went so smoothly when she wasn't there. But I got to tell you, I'm getting 5 yeses, which almost never happens. I'm getting a super strong yes. She ain't going anywhere.
Okay.
Yep. And it's okay. It's a situation of you know, the Tower card comes up and you know, which is it's that card of unexpected change and shift in foundation, and you know, that's what everybody's feeling. And the Death card, which is a card of transition, you know, so there's this transition going on right now. You know, she wasn't there, now she's there, you know, and you guys having to deal with this, you know.
Okay.
Short answer though, it's not going anywhere.
Okay. Not the best news, but okay. Okay, well, it is what it is. I can make do.
Thanks for the call, though, Kay.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and happy holidays. Yeah, you know, that's one of the things about reading tarot is that, you know, you have to give them the bad news sometimes.
Yeah.
Of course, when you're in a private... When you're in a private session, you can take more time and you can pull more cards, ask more questions, and you can figure out, okay, what do you do in that situation, you know? And so I want to mention for Kay and for everybody else listening and all of our callers that called in today that you can go to my page, thetarotguild.com/Dax. My name is D-A-X. As in X-ray, D as in David, A as in Alan, X as in X-ray, Dax. So it's just thetarotguild.com/Dax. And right there on my page, you can order numerology reports. You can book private sessions. There's multiple on my new page, Rose. I came up with some multiple offerings there to make it really easy. And so it you know, because I used to on my Psychic Talk page, I just had one button and basically, you know, you book a reading and that's it, you know, and that was best for me, you know, but I decided to give some, I decided to do some choices. So I've got quick live chat sessions where basically I jump on like Facebook Messenger or something with you and we type live. And I do a quick session for just $27.
Yeah.
And then I've got email readings on there. We can do a reading through email for $37. And then I can do live sessions. So that's live chat again, or Skype, or Facebook call, or telephone. 20 minutes for $47, 30 minutes for $67, and 45 minutes to an hour for $97. So it's all giving different choices and, you know, whatever fits the pocketbook. I got something on there now at thetarotguild.com/Dax. And by the way, the 30 and 45 minute readings, the 67 and the 97, I do include your full numerology report, but those can be ordered separately. There's a link on that page to order them separately if you want to get a numerology report. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And we're at the end of the show here. We actually went way like 20 minutes over, and I know you've got things to do and I got to get out of here. So, but it was a fun show. A lot of great calls, a lot of, you know, the great information that you gave on the archetypes.
Absolutely. And I look forward to next week's show as well. So hopefully everybody will come and join us next Friday.
It's going to be fun. Remember to tune in for Mary Brown's show tomorrow, Mystical Musings, when she's going to do the sacred space crystals. I still can't stop cracking up at that. And then, of course, we'll be back next Friday, and it's how to bring the archetypes into your life. Part two, setting up sacred space, altars, doing visualization, which is, you know, right up my alley. So it's going to be a fun show next week, Dr. Rose.
Absolutely, and I look forward to it.
Yep, and you can see all the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And I want to thank all of our callers and listeners, and, you know, we don't have a show without you. And one last thing is I want to re-invite everybody to come join the website, the new website, free at thetarotguild.com. We'd love to have you over there. It's just getting started. We haven't even done the official launch. We're actually going to do on January 20th, 2020. It's my mom's first birthday. It's also the 10th anniversary of our first ever radio show, Tarot Today Radio. And it's the first, it's the 10th anniversary of our first radio, of our first website. I can't get this out. I'm sorry. Our first website, we launched officially, we built it in 2009, but we launched it officially on January 20th, 2010. So it's our 10th anniversary being online with the Tarot Guild. We just had our 15th anniversary of the Tarot Guild. Yeah. So come over and check it out. It's free to join, thetarotguild.com. I think we're up to, I want to say we're over 40 members already, and we haven't even promoted it at all. So it's just amazing. Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out with me, Rose. This has been fun.
Yeah, and thanks for being here on a wonderful Friday. Hopefully it's wonderful where you are.
Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah. 80 degrees or 70, 75 degrees. It's really nice. Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend and happy holidays. Bye, all. Bye, Rose.
Bye, Dad.